When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Brian from Maple Valley is. Brian, are you there? Brian, you sound like you're underwater,
Brian,
man.
You quite possibly have the worst phone we've ever heard.
Hello?
Oh, man.
Maybe he's rolling down a hill.
Brian, you have one more chance to figure this out. Nope. We got to go to Matt from Puyallup.
You are such a jerk.
I'm sorry. We got a show to do.
Sounded fine. I'm sure you would have answered the questions.
Matt from Puyallup, are you there?
I am.
Oh, God. I was like, nervous.
If we start hearing him rolling down a hill, too, we're screwed.
All right. Matt is ready to go. So, Steve, get yourself out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matt has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm 0 for 2, so I need that W.
Oh, let's go. In baseball, how many runs are scored with a grand slam?
4.
Correct. Polaris is another name for what star?
North Star.
Correct. How many main stages are in the water cycle?
4.
No.
3.
Yes. The Sixth Sense was a breakthrough movie for what filmmaker?
M. Night Shyamalan.
Correct. In what New England state will you find the oldest library in the United States?
Massachusetts.
Yes! What Rolling Stone song did VH1 rank as the greatest song in rock and roll history?
Pass.
What is the largest mammal in the world?
Blue whale.
Correct. What element is added to copper to make bronze?
Ken.
Yes. The Tasman Sea separates Australia from what country?
India?
No.
Philippines?
No.
Pass.
In what late 2000s year was Minecraft released?
6, 7, 8.
No. What Rolling Stone song did VH1 rank as the greatest song in rock history?
Want to rock and roll all night?
No, but you know what? You did very well. A fine score of 7, Matt. That is wonderful.
Also, PSA. Yeah. PSA to everyone listening. This is why we have backup. If you ever make a backup, stick through the calls, okay?
Shout out to our backups.
The understudy.
Yeah.
Migs, welcome back. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. In baseball, how many runs are scored with a grand slam?
4.
Correct. Polaris is another name for what star?
The North Star?
Correct. Oh. How many main stages are in the water cycle?
How many main stages in the water cycle? I'm going to go 3.
That's correct. The Sixth Sense.
I was trying to picture it like you ever see like the picture.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it happened.
The Sixth Sense was a breakthrough movie for what filmmaker?
Oh, M. Night Shyamalan.
Yes. In what New England state will you find the oldest library in the United States?
What New England state? Boston.
No, well.
Oh, Massachusetts.
Yes. Duh. What Rolling Stones song did VH1 rank as the greatest song in rock history?
Well, my pick would be Painted Black.
Well, that's not it.
What about, then my second pick would be Symphony for the Devil.
That would not be it.
You can't always get what you want?
That is also not it.
What
is the largest?
Those are their three. Oh, is it Start Me Up?
No.
That's trash.
What is the largest mammal in the world?
A whale?
Which one?
Sperm.
No.
A blue,
yes,
whale.
What element is added to copper to make bronze?
Cardboard.
No.
Helium.
No.
Silver.
No. Steve. Wow. You got 6 correct. And that's a fine score, but our friend Matt, he ended up getting 7. So you lost 7-6. Nice job, Matt.
Yeah, 1-2.
Nice. Way to go, man. What is the Rolling Stones song?
I can't get no.
Okay. It's not bad, I guess.
Satisfaction.
And I try.
Our buddy Matt, he knew that you add tin to copper to make bronze. Oh, yeah. Two that you did not get to because you were dilly-dallying.
Well, I was just angry about the pick of the Rolling Stones song, but...
The Tasman Sea separates Australia from what country?
Tasmania?
Nope. Oh. New Zealand.
Okay.
And what late 2000s year was Minecraft released?
I don't know anything about Minecraft, but I'm going to guess 2008.
2009.
All right.
Very close. And I try. I can't get no. You might get some satisfaction the next time you play at 7:50, Steve. I think he's mad.
I'm vibing. No, you know, I mean, as much as I wanted to poo-poo on them saying... this is the best Stone song. I'm like, yeah, I get it. This is a great Stone song.
It's a great song.
Yeah. The Daily Mix
Show. We have a sick new feature on the Odyssey app, and it lets you leave us a voice message whenever you feel like it.
Yes.
It's open 24/7, and we get messages on there all the time. Some have proven to be quite interesting.
We have more Big Dumper talk, and somebody wants to chat a little bit about Ozzy and a cool moment that happened backstage.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Pearl Jam.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
Slide right in there.
Just get in it.
Get in it. Get us that voice message you've just been dying to leave.
You know you want to.
Very easy to do it through the Odyssey app. Steve, what is the situation in there today?
Oh, we got some good voice messages. One that wants to talk a little bit about the man, the myth, the legend, Mariners great, Cal Raleigh.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you guys caught the Yankees broadcast from a couple of nights ago against the Mariners when they spent a good chunk of time talking about Cal Raleigh's ass. You should look it up online. It's pretty funny. Go Mariners.
Yes, go Mariners.
Go Mariners.
At least you have someone to cheer for, and that's Cal Raleigh. Have you heard this audio?
No!
I did find it. It's all over social media as well. It's awesome. Because I just love how like the whole world now, the baseball world, is now discovering that Cal Raleigh's nickname is Big Dumper. And we're just so immune to it now. Like, when it first happened, I think we were all like, that's a strange nickname. But now we've just come to accept it and love it. And it's not even like, I don't even think we even giggle anymore about it.
We embrace the dumper.
We've definitely embraced the dumper. And so here are the New York Yankees broadcasters spending a good chunk of time talking about Cal's butt.
They gave him the nickname Big Dumper because he has a pretty large posterior. And he did not like it. His former teammate Jared Kelnick said he hated it.
I also love that it was Michael Kay. He had to have like a producer or somebody give him a backstory about the name, whether or not Cal liked it, and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, it's great.
Hated it. I just said, just wait, it'll come around. Then they're making T-shirts about it, and it didn't come around.
We're getting a close-up.
I don't know if we need that, guys. Goodness.
And at that point, the cameraman just zoomed in on Cal Raleigh's butt. So great.
Goodness.
We don't miss a thing here, Michael.
Yeah, they say in Seattle, they sell number 29 jerseys with the name Big Dumper on the back. So a trip to the mound, talk things over with Warren.
And now we're back to the baseball game. We just talked about
so
Cal's
casual.
Ass for about 45 seconds. And now we're back to the actual baseball game itself. Are you ready for the next voice message?
Let's hear it.
This one has to do with Ozzy Osbourne.
Have you ever become a fan of someone who you don't like their music or whatever it is that they do? For me right now, it's Youngblood. I don't like his music whatsoever. I tried, but his Ozzy cover of Changes was so damn good.
It was.
Such a fan. And then on top of that, did you see him backstage when he gave that gift to Ozzy and just the love between those two? Seems like a real good dude. Music is still sh**, but seems like a good person.
I think the Rockaholic just started their chainsaw.
I also just agree with every word that voicemail said.
Yeah, I've never been a big fan. I like some of his songs. I loved his cover of Changes.
It was fantastic.
And we've grabbed a little clip of the audio of Ozzy and Youngblood interacting. Mm-hmm. And man, the love between those two, because Youngblood was giving him a cross as a gift back to Ozzy because Ozzy gave him his cross and Youngblood still wears that cross.
Obviously, he gave me a cross and I wanted to get returned the favor.
Oh my good God.
So I made you some f***ing unbelievable.
Sharon, have you seen this?
Yes, I have, and it's f***ing unbelievable.
You like how they're both like, it's effing unbelievable.
I never took mine off that he gave me, so I wanted to return the favor, you know what I mean?
Yes, Oz. Thank you.
Of course, man. Thank you, man, for everything, man. It's a f***ing... It's an honor.
You're the one, aren't
we? Yeah, I have, yeah.
Good for you. Conquer America, like.
That's it, man. That's the goal. That's the f***ing plan.
Gotta conquer America.
And then the world.
That's the next goal, baby.
Is there anything we can ever do for you?
Do you know what?
I love how Ozzy's just like, if there's anything we can do for you, I'm like, I think you've done enough for me, Ozzy.
Yeah, he's really having a good time.
He did have a great reaction to that.
Do you know what? The f***ing music was enough. Thank you so much. Honestly, you gave me an outlet. Everyone thought I was too f***ing mad, and I was like, nah, man, I'm like Ozzy, so epic, man.
Everyone thinks I'm crazy. I'm like, nah, man, I'm just Ozzy crazy.
That's a good kind of crazy.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Kicks for Kids is back in 2025. We partnered up with Mary Place, and the goal is to put 400 pairs of sneakers, brand new shoes, on local children in need. You can make a donation and help us get there by heading over to KISW.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yesterday, I got a little choked up watching this awesome video that the Mariners put out on social media, and it features pitcher Brian Wu.
Oh, I thought it was a zoomed-in shot of Big Dumper.
That, too.
Yes.
It was Brian Wu calling his parents to give them the scoop on being invited to play in the All-Star game. Check it out.
Just checking about next week with your schedule, because I know you have a busy schedule. And
you mean in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do something.
Just let us know a day. Mom and I are free, whatever your schedule, because I know you got a busy schedule.
You guys are going to...
I know you're like, you have a busy schedule being, you know, a pitcher for a professional baseball team.
Yep.
It's a little busy.
You guys are going to Pete and Patty's afterwards?
After your game on Thursday, I think Friday, we're going to go to Pete and Patty's for the weekend.
What's going on at Pete and Patty's?
I want in.
I feel like they'd show up to Camp Cash.
They're invited.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys want to go to Atlanta after that?
No freaking way.
Yeah.
No
I love that mom's the one who curses. Dad's at least going, no freaking way. Mom's like, holy yes.
Oh, so great.
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah, they just told us. Me, Mooney, and Julio are going. with the...
Oh, my God!
So Munoz's nickname is Mooney?
Mooney, I know!
I love that.
That's so great.
Congratulations.
Molly, really?
Yeah.
Congrats. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
That's so awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
You will be in Atlanta.
I took it until then. Final dad's like, oh, yeah, 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 please make sure we get tickets to go to the All-Star game.
That's so awesome, dude.
Thank you.
So congrats for all your hard work.
Thank you. Yeah, I just found out.
Oh. Did we dump that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mom.
Jeez, Mom.
Mariners bleeped it, but I didn't do a very good job of bleeping that one. Wow. I'd also love that Mom referred to her son as Brian Wu, but said it almost like it was like a celebratory Brian.
Woo!
Yeah. How about you? Have you ever had to make a call like... That's an epic call.
Oh my gosh.
I'm glad you caught that on video because that's like a call you'll never forget. Is there a call that you made that you'll never forget or a call that you received that you'll never forget?
I mean, I definitely have one of both, but I think the one that I made that was probably the most meaningful was the first person I told that I was pregnant with Barrett was my sister.
Oh.
I couldn't call Brad because he was in the hospital with his older son, my stepson. He was having to deal with a lung situation, which was very scary, but I couldn't like hold the information in. So I called my sister and I'm like, dude, I just took three pregnancy tests and they're all positive. Should I take another one? And she was like, nah, man, you're pregnant for sure. And it was so exciting.
Was Brad upset that he wasn't the first
not
to tell?
Not at all.
Okay, yeah,
I got to tell him in a really cool way in person, which I think was like way more meaningful than I would have not enjoyed telling him over the phone. I really wanted to tell him in person, but he was like, honestly, probably the third person that found out that I was pregnant. I called another friend after I called my sister.
Oh,
I called Jen.
Gosh.
Yeah, Jen was number two. Brad was number three.
Okay, so then what was the greatest call that you received?
So I had a friend that was in a really nasty legal battle with his really terrible ex-wife, and there was a chance that he was going to have some serious jail time, and he had been going through this court hearing, and I was standing in the middle of my yard and my phone started ringing and it was him, and like I almost cried talking about it now, but he was calling me to let me know that he was found completely innocent of all charges, and there was and she was, you know, a very diabolical person.
Oh, wow.
And I just fell to the ground because I thought for sure there's no way he's going to get out of this. But he did get out of it.
Damn.
And it was amazing. But it was very heavy. So that was a pretty cool call. What about you?
Probably last week I got a call about saving $50 on car insurance. And,
and you switched to Geico?
I actually have the call. And if we have time, I'll play it for you. But, of course, I'd love to hear from the Rockaholics as well.
The Daily Mix Show.
Our number is 206-803-ROCK, and we want to know about you. What is the greatest call you ever had to make or the best call you ever received? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. The Mariners shared a truly touching video of Brian Wu calling his parents to give them the heads up that, hey, he's going to the All-Star game.
No freaking way.
Yeah.
I love the mom. The mom's like, I'm dropping S-bombs. I don't care.
Her. So what was the greatest call that you had to make or maybe the best call you ever received? 206-803-ROCK. Migs, I know you have the audio of this call for you.
Yes.
Which I'm very excited about because I've not heard it before.
And I honestly, I grabbed it and I haven't listened to it in forever, in years. And I forgot just how unhinged and insane this call was.
So we're going to hear that in just a moment. But first, we're going to check in with our friend Rose from Tacoma. Rose, what was the best call you ever received?
Goodness, I get choked up every time I talk about this, but my son was in the hospital on his 21st birthday by himself, going through chemotherapy treatments. It was COVID time, so I wasn't allowed to be with him. And he called me and said, Mom, how did you do it? How did you do it? And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, Weird Al just called me to wish me a happy birthday. And I was like, I have no idea. Well, it turns out I have a friend who has connections, and he was able to get in touch with Al's tour manager, who reached out to Al and called in a big favor to call and wish my son a happy birthday and just ask him, you know, tell him to keep fighting the good fight and keep his head up and everything. So it was just
so great.
One of the greatest calls because I couldn't be with him in the hospital on his birthday. And it just, it meant the world to us for Al to take that time out of his busy schedule to do something good for a fan.
And Rose, we love you. You're such a good woman. And I mean, I would have taken credit for it if I was you, though. But you know, no, I'm kidding.
Thank you, Rose. We love you, Rose.
Have a good day.
All right. So I found the audio of the call. And the call, I think, for a lot of people, the greatest call you make, and it was part of yours was as well, as is letting somebody know that you're having a kid.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, we found out we're having Tatum. This is now over 5 years ago. Let's call my parents. So it's a trip for me to go back and hear this audio because we recorded it. It's a trip because my dad's no longer here with us. And then I also noticed that my dog is also not here with us. So it's kind of like it put a smile on my face hearing Lulu barking in the background, my dad in the background as well. But it goes from feeling kind of like a heartfelt moment to it just gives you a peek behind the curtain of what talking to my parents is like. Because you would think like the entire conversation would be about you're having a kid. That lasted maybe 20 seconds. And then we went on to talk about things that were more important to them. So here is the call. I'm so excited for you to hear it, Taryn. Hey, Mama.
Hey, sweetheart. What's going on there?
Not much. How you doing?
Okay. Everything good?
We have some good news to share with you guys.
Oh, tell us. Tell us.
You guys are going to be grandparents.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, we're so happy. I give praying the St. Jude and all and hoping things work out good. I never want to ask you.
That St. Jude is better than any kind of... fertility pill, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
That's such good news. Oh, my goodness. So we went to go see Cher.
Okay, so we are 33 seconds into the call, and we've moved on.
Cool story, bro.
Right? Let me tell you about Cher, and it gets weirder.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good.
You can hear how just deflated I am. I was like, all right, cool. Tell me about Cher, Mom. No need to talk about us been trying to have for 6 years have a child, and we finally are. But tell me more about Cher.
It was good.
The songs are great. You know,
the costumes
were phenomenal. Dad, he likes to watch pretty girls that are naked.
Well, what did Dad say?
He said he likes to watch girls half naked.
Ken, I'm having a child.
Happy daughter, Steve.
My wife is on the phone with me, too. But tell me more about the boobs that you saw at the Cher concert, Dad.
How do you like that? That's what Daddy said. But it was a good show. The only thing...
The storyline.
I enjoyed Mean Girls better. Okay, we'll talk to you on the weekend.
Okay.
Hugs and kisses. That's great news.
I'm not sure if the boobs were the great news.
God.
Or Tatum was the great news.
And they really like Mean Girls.
Oh, Mean Girls was very good.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve? You can give a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, your record right now is 228 wins, 71 losses, and 55 ties in 2025. Also yesterday at 540, we gave out three of the correct answers during the men's room with the cheat sheet. So if you would like to play Beat Migs, call 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play the game at 750.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.